This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. We've got a couple of good guests for us this week. Leslie Johnson and Bob Howard from Lincoln Land Community College are our guests. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation is right around the corner.
Making your final arrangements in advance at Plummer Funeral Home allows you to make decisions at a time when you are thinking clearly and not under the stress that surrounds the death of a loved one. It also allows you time to consider your options and to make intelligent, informed decisions calmly and completely. And then we'll help you put them in writing so that there will be no mistake about what you really wanted. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott, and with you this week, our guests, Leslie Johnson and Bob Howard from Lincoln Land Community College. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about the college and what's going on. And Bob, let's start things off with you, because I know there's a big class coming up with grants and that regarding transportation, distribution, and logistics. Explain.
You bet. Very unique opportunity. Again, my name is Bob Howard. I'm the director of the Truck Driver Training Program. That's my sole purpose at Lincoln Land, to represent that program. Recently, we received a $250,000 grant to help the long-term unemployed. And long-term unemployed simply means people have been laid off for 27 weeks or more, probably exhausted their unemployment, and they had to draw unemployment sometime in the last 3 years. If you qualify for that, if you're eligible, you would receive my CDL program, 4 weeks of training, Class A CDL. That alone would make you employable. But what we did with this grant, we enhanced it a little bit. We included warehouse program, 30-hour course, a 30-hour logistics course, and an 8-hour forklift certification. So not only can you drive the truck and deliver the goods, you can actually work in the warehouse where the goods are either manufactured or stored and redistributed.
Let's talk a little bit, the trucking industry. What kind of interest, because I get reports all the time about the employment rate and what job sectors seem to have the most jobs available. In the trucking industry, it seems like it's always up in the top three with positions open.
It is. It actually is out of control. We recently, about a month ago, trucking and transportation surpassed nursing for the amount of job openings nationwide. Everything I'm reading right now, about 200,000 short nationwide. That's in all aspects of trucking, from long haul to short haul. To give you another idea, we've trained and graduated about 3,000 graduates since 1998, and we have 100% job offers. We've never had a person sit in our class that did not get a job offer in trucking.
And the training, talk with us a little bit about the training with this.
The training for this, the class will actually start May 12th, and the warehouse logistics and the forklift will cover about a 2.5-week period. And then I'll plug the graduates into two different classes for truck driving in June. We've actually got 26 slots left for this. We can fill 26 seats, and we probably will do it with two classes of 13 each, one in May, probably another one follow up in August. And the thing I'd like to shout out to your listeners is, a listener might be sitting there that doesn't qualify for this, not interested at all. Mm-hmm. But I know everyone knows someone out there that's hurting. I mean, it's in my office every day. It's kind of my barometer for the economic times. I'm interviewing people every day that have lost good jobs, that have been out of work for a long time. And the important thing is they need a skill set to get back in the workplace. We're right now working with all the folks of Crown 3. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that know those folks. We just graduated our first class of coal miners. We got another one getting ready to graduate. And they were smart enough to know that that industry's dying and they needed a new skill set to come out in the world and work.
And one thing about the obtaining your CDL, I have a couple friends that work with a couple distributors, and that having that allows better opportunity, because then you can, instead of going into sales or just loading the truck, you could actually drive the truck. You could. It opens up some possibilities, doesn't it?
You bet. I hear over and over people that I meet at job fairs, career fairs, or in my office talking about truck driving. They'll tell me, if I'd only had a CDL, so-and-so was going to offer me a job, but I had to have that CDL, whether it's a local fertilizer company, Elevator, or some of our larger companies. We've got people that start everywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 a year to start. Dot Foods, one of our big manufacturer or big employers over in Mount Sterling, guarantees $50,000 to start. So that's the kind of money can be made. Now, there's some sacrifice to that. I talk a lot. I do a one-on-one interview with people that are interested in this, and I preach the bad and the ugly up front. To get that money starting out, you got to be gone.
Right.
You got to live in the truck.
And of course, one thing with the CDL, it's great to have it, but there's also, you got to be careful about that, because if you make a mistake and you get a DUI or something like that, it's gone. I mean, there's.
Yeah, they hold, that's us, a state they hold rule. Us to a lot higher standard. A little example of that would be, I've had a CDL since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a local farming community and worked for a local township. If I get a ticket of any kind, when my license renews, I have to take all the written tests again. I have to do rules of the road, signs, and all the written tests to do a CDL. If I get stopped for a DUI...
Thank God that test hasn't changed too much.
Yes. If I get stopped for a DUI, I lose my license automatic for a year. Automatic, because I'm a CDL holder. And it's kind of tough to get back also. You got to go through a process to get it back. And may never be able to work again if I got that DUI, as far as the CDL goes.
Absolutely. And so the training class is when?
It's going to start May 12th, but we've got something really neat coming up here at our Litchfield Center here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie Johnson can talk more about that, but it's this Friday, April 4th at 10 a.m. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have the two ladies with me from Illinois WorkNet Center in Springfield, and probably a couple ladies from the local Illinois WorkNet Centers, talking about the funding, the eligibility, and the program. And the last shout-out, Tobin, goes to your employers in this area. If they hire one of our graduates, they not only get a very qualified individual, but they're eligible for training wages called OJT money, on-the-job training, where this agency might pay the wages for up to 6 months during the training period. So what an incentive to hire one of these guys or gals that graduate from the program.
And that covers the probation period.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not out anything.
That's always good. Leslie, anything you want to add about?
I just think this is a really great program for our local people. And especially, you know, I hear all the time, sometimes people say, I just don't know what to do. Well, people should either, they should come or refer other people. Just come to the information session to learn more about it. You can meet with Bob. Just like he says, he's always very realistic with people to let them know of the good, the bad, the ugly with these types of positions. But just come and learn more about it.
Okay. Moving right along, Leslie, I know the college, we're working on a weatherization grant.
Yep. This, our next class, we've been talking about the weatherization grant for a while. Our next class is scheduled to start Monday, April 21st. And we do encourage people to call Steve Bryant. He's our weatherization coordinator, to learn more about the program and also to sign up for an orientation as well. So with this, we are training unemployed and underemployed Montgomery and Macoupin County residents to weatherize residential homes. Some of the classes they do go through are employability skills, math for the trades, which we all know most people could use a little bit refresher in the math department, and then also an OSHA 10 certification. And there's also a Building Performance Institute whole house air leakage controller certification. And both the OSHA and the Building Performance Institute certification are nationally recognized. So if someone is looking to, of course, we want people to stay in Montgomery and Macoupin County.
Right.
But if someone is planning on moving, they can take these certifications with them and be, you know, certified in really, you know, Arkansas or California if they wanted to move.
Okay. And then, of course, with Lincoln Land, we just got into spring, and you're talking about fall again.
We're always looking forward.
Really?
We are.
Summer and fall registration is around the corner. We just get the spring, and they're talking winter already. I mean, oh, not quite. That'll be next week, right?
Yeah, next week.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, everyone should have received the forward Lincoln Land schedule of classes for the summer and fall semester. Those should have been delivered to the mailboxes either last week or early this week. We will be having... Students can call Lincoln Land Litchfield or stop by to sign up for a one-on-one advising appointment or also to sign up for a new student orientation.
Okay. And then new students must attend a new student orientation. That's on the 30th.
Yep, that is our first orientation. We will have several between now and the beginning of the fall semester. But we help students with transitioning to college, paying for college, learning about all the technology that goes into being a successful college student, support services, student life, and also what to expect when you are during your 101 advising appointment as well.
Basically, it's growing up 101.
Sure. Yeah, you
They'll could have say to learn like how to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. They have to learn how to cook. They have to learn how to...
Trust me, you don't want me to teach you how to cook.
I'm no comment.
No comment, I'm just okay. Gonna,
you're lucky Uncle Ralph is not here because he would have slid right in there.
Okay.
But basically, you need that orientation because when you go to college, that's the first time away from mom and dad, mm-hmm. depending on where you go. That's the first time you have to deal with making power payments and all that stuff, depending on where you live. Mm-hmm. It's grow up 101. It's growing up 101.
Right, especially because, when I was in high school, I didn't really have to study that much. I may have done some homework each night, but there's a difference between high school and college, and we want to make sure that students are aware of that before the fact, mm-hmm. so that way they can plan accordingly.
And we're talking about, the summer classes. And I know when I was in college back 97, 2000, 96, 2000, I took some summer classes. That speeds up the process on when you get done mm-hmm. a lot faster. I mean, it's night and day difference.
Right. We do encourage students to take, one or two summer courses and they can focus on one that, if you're struggling in math or you're not the best at science, maybe just take that one course during the summer and really just focus all your energy towards doing well in that one course. Mm-hmm. It's also good for juniors going to be seniors in high school to kind of get a jump start on their college career as mm-hmm. well.
And that's I think that program started when I was in high school, the college credit mm-hmm. class, and that was night and day difference. I mean, heck, by the time you even step foot on campus, you could technically be halfway through your freshman year or even your sophomore year, depending on what you were eligible to take.
Right. We have a lot of students that do graduate high school with a significant amount of college credit. I know Taylorville High School a couple of years ago, they had a student that graduated with his high school diploma and also his associate's degree at the same time.
See, that's not right.
Well, I would never have been that high achieving as a high school student myself, but he set a goal and he worked during his summers and taking advantage of everything.
I applaud the guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's tremendous, but I still think you need to step foot on a campus mm-hmm. and rush from one building to the other in 10 minutes to make it to class on time. I mean, wow. He got his associate's and mm-hmm. high school diploma one.
He did.
Wow.
It can happen. Most students don't do that. Most students graduate from high school maybe with, three credits all the way up to maybe 12 credits. But we definitely have a lot of students who realize the importance of starting early. And then that way, we all know Lincoln Land is affordable, mm-hmm. A lot more affordable than going to a four-year institution right away. So getting some credits out of the way here, and, if you want to finish at Lincoln Land, that's great. But if you want to transfer that can really help you with transition.
One good advice here you have for the juniors and seniors, they've got spring fever now, and they're looking at the clock and one month left. Can I hold out one more month? One more month, or actually 2 months left. But you're encouraging them to take one tough course.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. To me, that's like a no-brainer because the teachers in your high school setting. You get that out of the way. You know that style. It's not like you're skipping that, taking it in college where it's a new ball game. You don't mm-hmm. know the professor that's teaching the course. I think that's a tremendous advice.
Yeah, we're definitely full of great advice. It's just if people are willing to take advantage of our advice. But if anyone's ever concerned about if this is the right option for them, we always encourage them to give us a call or even stop by because we can talk to you about really, do you have time for this? Do you have the money for this? Do you have the dedication? Because, mm-hmm. When you're talking about summer and you're thinking about doing homework, some people don't mind that. But then some people say, well, I really want to enjoy my summer.
Right.
And if you really want to enjoy it and go on all these vacations and, do this and do that, it may not be the best option for you now, but keep it as an alternative.
And then the other thing is, if you take a course during your high school career that applies to college credit, and it was the case when I went to high school, my college credit transferred to where I went to school, mm-hmm. which was, no offense, SIUE. But
we work with SIUE all the time. No offense
but
taken.
But those credits can transfer mm-hmm. to EIU, SIUE, U of I, all kinds of places, can't mm-hmm. they?
They can. The state of Illinois has the Illinois Articulation Agreement, where we work hand in hand with, the community colleges and the state universities, where we want to have that seamless transition for high school students moving on and going to either the community college full time or going to the 4-year institution.
Let's talk a little bit. The fall semester, you're already moving me past spring and summer. Now I'm in fall.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the new classes going to be offered next year for fall, Fundamentals of Computer-Aided Drafting, Introductions to Corrections, Medical Terminology, Abnormal Psycho... That's something. Abnormal... What? Explain that one. Come on.
It's when things don't just line up with the regular psychology. They do talk about some mental issues, and by all means, we do not want you to go home and try to diagnose people after taking this course.
That would make an interesting Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Thanksgiving.
But it is a course in the psychology program, and it does give insight to really the reasons why people do the things that they do.
And then, of course, if that's not enough, then you can take social problems, then that just that mm-hmm. throws it all into one big happy pot.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got new classes for the fall. There is a business opportunity.
Yeah, we are wanting to work with local businesses to give either presentations to your employees, or we're willing to come into your break room and give you Lincoln-Land material, or even kind of sit in your break room while your employees are there, just because we want to make sure that we are getting to the people who need the information about Lincoln-Land. And whether that's for you or a family member, we want you to have that information.
We got a couple minutes left on the program. Why don't we talk about some upcoming events that's going on at the college in Litchfield?
Yeah. April is Earth Month, and we are celebrating Earth Day with our TerraCycle program. It's where you can recycle previously discarded trash. So, like red Solo cups, yogurt containers, chip bags, cereal bags, we are collecting those. And what they do is they we turn them in, and they can make products out of them. So they can make fence posts out of them. They can make those, like, cute Capri Sun backpacks. They make a lot of different products with those.
Okay.
And then we'll also be collecting pledge cards so people can let us know how they plan to treat the earth a little nicer by pledging what they need to do.
Okay.
The Henson Robinson Zoo is also coming to Lincoln-Land Litchfield on April 16th with their Zoo to You program. And they're actually going to be bringing some endangered species for us to learn about and also to see. So they plan on bringing a long-tailed chinchilla. You're going to help me out on this. Prehensile-tailed skink, barn owl. I can say that one.
Yeah.
And then either a Burmese mountain tortoise or a crested gecko. So
okay.
This is a nice opportunity for community members.
The gecko will probably sell you on insurance. You got to watch him, though.
Yeah. I'll have to tell that joke to the gecko.
Yeah.
And see how
April. April 23rd, you got
an Academic Success Professional Day where students, whether they think they're really great with their study skills or they need some improvement, we have some professionals here to help you either with note-taking or just how to be a better college student.
Okay. And then on April 23rd, you also have a blood drive.
We do. We're working with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center to have a blood drive from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we always say, give what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, come join us. And I'm trying to get someone to be a mascot, the blood drop mascot. So, Tobin, if you would like to volunteer, I will put you down for that.
I will be unavailable that day.
Okay. I'll check your schedule later.
Okay.
And then also...
Are you going to patch into my computer and check it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm technology advanced like that. And then on Friday, April 25th, the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce is having their expo at Victory Lane Ford, and we will have a table there as well for people to come by, get some free giveaways, and learn more about Lincoln-Land.
It's hard to believe May is right around the corner and another year is come and gone. It's hard to believe. But sounds like things are going well at Lincoln-Land Community College. And one thing, we've got a couple minutes left, and that we can always talk about that campus out in Litchfield. It's utilized so much. You mentioned the mm-hmm. Blood Center. You mentioned the Business Expo. Any big event that happens in Litchfield, the auditorium, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 times is used. You know, when you have a big city council, when they decide to move it from City Hall to the auditorium. So you know that that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But you use it for debates. You use it for Festival of Trees.
Right,
I mean,
definitely.
It's an asset.
Job fairs, career fairs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And Bob, we got a couple minutes here once again.
Just want to reiterate, come out and see me this Friday at our Litchfield Center, 10 o'clock. If you can't make that appointment, you can always come see me in Springfield in our new Workforce Career Center. You can reach me at 786-2565.
Okay. And just seems like everything is going smooth with Lincoln Land. Leslie, Bob, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for your time. Leslie, you're going to make a history. You will make history on this program next week.
I will be back.
You will be... Actually, no, you won't. Mickey Robinson's been back 2 weeks in a row.
Oh.
So you're in the elite club where
okay.
you've been back two weeks in a row. You will be back here next week with
mm-hmm.
Lindsay Wagahoff
mm-hmm.
Talking about the Economic Development Corporation. What's going on with them?
We will be hosting a kind of an entrepreneur small business workshop where the Illinois Small Business Development Center Director Kevin Lust will come down to Lincoln Land Litchfield and let people know really what it takes to start their own business, what it requires, give you some suggestions. And then also, if you're a small business and wanting to expand, this workshop is also a great fit for you to go to as well to learn about what really, you know, work on your business plan so that way you can give that to the banker to try to get that extra capital to expand your business.
Okay, so we'll have more about that next week on this very program. And of course, the weatherization grant, they can call Steve
mm-hmm.
At the college campus.
Yep, and that's 324-2090.
Leslie, Bob, again, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week, representing Lincoln Land Community College, it's Leslie Johnson and Bob Howard. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.